New heading, the modeling tool, the personal planning system. Because modeling always comes first and is manifest primarily in the other three roles, your first job is to get your act together, to create focus in your life. You simply have to decide what matters most to you. What are your highest values? What vision do you have for your life? What about your work at home as a father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, cousin, son, or daughter? What kind of service would you like to give your community, your church, your neighborhood, and others in need? How important is your health? How are you going to maintain and enhance your health? Some have said that health is wealth, and that without it, no other wealth matters. What about your mind, your growth and development? How important is that to you? What about your work? What are your true talents? Where does your passion lie? Where are the greatest needs in your organization and in the marketplace? On what projects and initiatives does your conscience inspire you to take action? How will you truly make a difference in your work? What will your legacy be? The focusing tool of the first role is a personal planning system. You begin by writing down, either in your paper planner or your electronic planning device, what matters most to you, and then building those governing priorities into your planning system so that you can effectively balance the need for structure and discipline with the need for spontaneity. In short, focus and execution. Even as or more powerful than visualization, writing bridges the conscious and the subconscious mind. Writing is a psychoneuromuscular activity and literally imprints the brain. To test this, before you go to bed, write down three things you want to do or think about first thing in the morning and just see what happens. In almost all cases, you will have a consciousness of those three things when you first wake up in the morning. But you know, many people do not take advantage of the powerful benefits of using a personal planning system. In fact, only 1/3 of the XQ respondents have one. There are many different approaches to developing and keeping a personal planning system. The key thing is that the method should work to keep the individual focused on his or her highest priorities. In other words, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Some, like myself, find that this kind of structure gives freedom, where others find it stifling. A powerful planning and organizing tool contains the following three criteria. It is integrated into your life and lifestyle. It is mobile, to always be accessible. And it is personalized, so it exactly suits your needs. There is a simple process for evaluating whether or not those things upon which you are focused are clearly aligned with what matters most to you. Envision, if you will, a productivity pyramid that looks like this. At the base, we first identify our mission and governing values, our standards and ideals. Elvis Presley once said, "Values are like fingerprints. Nobody's are the same, but you leave them all over everything you do." As we discussed earlier, these values should be anchored in principles so that your life will have a changeless core and an inner source of security, guidance, wisdom, and power. The key to this is perhaps writing a personal mission statement that describes what matters most to you, including your vision and values. Having this mission statement up front enables you to prioritize your life. A woman once came to me and said, "I've witnessed the process of my father dying. We were very close, and it was very emotional. I remember that you wrote in the Seven Habits book that one of the most effective ways to practice habit two, begin with the end in mind, is to write four eulogies that you'd like to have given at your own funeral. One by a loved one, one by a friend, one by a work associate, and one by someone you served within your church or community." For the first time, as I watched my father pass from this world, and as we prepared his funeral, I took seriously the writing of a personal mission statement where I would clarify in a deep sense what matters most to me. Close quote. Now, after you have the foundation of identifying mission and values in this productivity pyramid, you want to identify your most important roles, such as family member, church community worker, friend, mother, father, team leader, and then set goals for the week that are aligned with those values and associated with the roles you have identified. The personal planning tool will help you set goals that are attainable and that you will be accountable to yourself for, and that you can break down into smaller goals. Your level of commitment to those goals will be directly correlated to how connected they are to your values. A clear awareness of your roles and goals enables you to balance your life. The third level of the pyramid is weekly planning. During this planning time, you have a chance to reflect on your roles, choose the big rocks, that is the most important things, and plan those in first as you begin to schedule your week. This leads you into daily planning, wherein you make realistic task lists, prioritize tasks, and review scheduled appointments for the day. The book I co-authored with Rebecca and Roger Merrill, entitled First Things First, goes deeply into these areas of personal mission statements and planning systems for those who are interested. If you only do daily planning outside the larger context of your values and your goals for each of your roles in life, and outside of weekly planning, I'll guarantee you you'll spend your time in firefighting and crisis management. Urgency will define importance, and you will become addicted to it. You'll spend your stressed life in the thick of thin things, often claiming how free you are. Now let's see a film so that we can visualize these ideas. In the book, First Things First, we introduced a perfect metaphor for achieving life balance and accomplishing those things that matter most to us. We captured a live, unrehearsed demonstration of this metaphor on video at one of my seminars. It is entitled Big Rocks, and in its own way, it communicates how we can use our three birth gifts, choice, principles, and the four human intelligences to create positive changes in our lives. You may now watch the video on the book's companion DVD.